See, that's what the devil wants you to do. I've been there. I know what it's like to wake up. You wake up that morning and you are just in utter despair. And the last thing the devil wants you to do is run to that Bible. Because he knows if you run to that Bible, you will find the greatest healing agent for the despair you're in. Oh, I want to encourage you and I today, church family, that even though you go through maybe even the valley, the shadow of death, never, never lose the zeal and the urgency to press into Christ. But just like you and I know that when we're on mission for God, there's always going to be someone or something that the evil one uses to try to discourage us. There will always be naysayers in your life. They are a dime a dozen. They're everywhere. That's why we don't listen to the voice of those. We listen to the voice of truth. We must constantly be preaching truth into our lives, filling our minds and our hearts and our souls with Scripture, driving it deep into the bedrock of our soul. Therefore, whatever we are stuffing into our hearts is what we will eventually become. Think through that for just a moment. Whatever we're stuffing into our hearts is what we will eventually become. Kind of that old phrase, garbage in, garbage out, right?
Hey, this is John Couch at This Day Ministries. Thanks so much for tuning in to Strength for This Day. You know, the evil one is the master distractor, and he will do anything and everything in his power right now at this very moment as you're listening to this broadcast to discourage you, to dissuade you, to take your focus and eyes off Jesus, the rock of your salvation. Therefore, we must be urgent. We must be vigilant in our approach to God's word that, especially in the difficult times of life, and yes, in the good times as well, we must run to God's word, not run away from it. Matter of fact, God's word tells us this in Psalm 130, as the psalmist writes, that I wait for the Lord, and in his word I do hope, as those who watch for the morning. Oh, I pray today as you go out that you will be encouraged, that you will be challenged, and that you will have God's strength for this day.